The Pat Kenny Show on News Talk
with Matter Private Network. During current restrictions, don't ignore your health concerns. Our expert team is ready to help.
Now, the electricity supply in Ireland is going to be tight for the next 3 to 4 years. So says Transport Minister Eamon Ryan. It has also been reported from an Air Grid report due to be published this week that we are expected to have increasing energy consumption by data centres, and it's going to outpace the capacity of our system to generate more electricity in the coming years if the current growth rate continues. So how are we going to resolve our energy supply problems here? To discuss this, I'm joined by Pat Rabbit, former Minister for Communications, Energy and Natural Resources, and Oisín Coughlan, Director of Friends of the Earth. I might come to yourself first, Pat. Good morning to you. You have previously written about the situation that we are facing into. What do you believe, first of all, is the main pinch point and what can be done about it?
Good morning, Ciara. Yes, I have, but I have to say I didn't see it creeping up on us so quickly. The fact that some plants gas-fired plants are out of commission, the closure of peat plants, the voracious appetite of big data centres for energy, the demand in the economy now that is growing, all of these things have put severe pressure. I wouldn't say we're on a knife edge, but we certainly are stretched. And it is a very delicate situation, so that I think we have to be very careful. It seems to me that the IDA ought to be heard on this. If you take big data centres, for example, the energy demand is larger than a very big Irish town. A single data centre has a bigger energy requirement than a major Irish town. I think the IDA should, I'm surprised they haven't entered the debate, they should give us an assessment of the pros and cons. They may be doing that to government, but I think the public would deserve to hear them because they do have the knowledge repository, and it would be interesting to
hear
that
view. There
does seem
to be some requirement on the part of the big tech companies to have these data centres here, and of course we're quite reliant on tech companies for things like employment and GDP.
Yes, that's correct, but I think we have to decide where is the tipping point. Do we have to continue to build out new big data centres merely because we have an attractive climate for that purpose, and perhaps an attractive climate in more ways than just the temperature?
Before I bring Oisín in, Pat, can I ask you just a further question? Have we somehow gotten something wrong here? Obviously, we want to move towards renewables, and wind energy probably chiefly is an asset that we have in spades, although we can't access it to the extent that we need very, very quickly. But have we, by stepping down, Pete, have we by perhaps becoming too reliant on Great Britain's gas supply to us, and perhaps not expanding our own gas reserves off the West Coast, or those types of things? Have we fallen between two stools, that we've purposely not maintained other aspects of our grid, like things like peat and gas, before we were actually able to switch fully or even largely towards those renewable energies that we do want to move to?
Well, we have done well on wind, and there is a limit to what we can do. Yes, we can still improve our reliance on wind, but the fact of the matter is that wind doesn't sometimes blow.
Yeah, intermittent.
And in those circumstances, you have to deal with intermittency by backup. And the backup up to now has been gas-fired. I mean, there isn't much point in us going back to the peat plants debate. That's over, and the peat plants are now in the past, and that decision was probably inevitable, given our climate change requirements and so on. The plants that are the gas-fired plants that are out of commission will presumably be back towards the end of the year, November, I think. And that obviously will help in the short term. But we need to see the Air Grid report that has not yet been published, because Airgrid has the expertise.
Yes.
In this particular area, and we need to see that report.
Let's bring Oisin in here. Oisin, obviously from Friends of the Earth, and I'm sure a very keen proponent of renewables. But the intermittency of wind is such, and the fact that the wind is not blowing to the extent that we would like it at the moment, means that almost every electric car in the country is currently being run on coal. Where do we go from here, and are we falling between two stools?
That's not true. That every electric car in the country is being electricity so far this year has come from wind.
But currently, are we not in a situation where we don't have enough gas backup at the moment? We have gas plants offline. We don't have enough wind at the moment, and so we have places like our coal plants absolutely maxed out, and that is what people are using for their cars.
But even so, electric cars are still more efficient than petrol and diesel cars because of the mixture of our fuel system over the course of a year. Or even right now, it's still better to run an electric car than a diesel or petrol car. But what's crucial in this is to point out that the main problem here is the data centres. The report from Airgrid that we're expecting to see this week, the leak of it, shows that demand across the rest of the economy is pretty flat. We aren't growing our electricity demand hugely, and we have significantly increased our renewables capacity. It's at 40% of electricity now. The government's target is 70% for 2030, and it could even be 80 or 85%, the technical studies show. So we have huge potential in wind in this decade. But the problem right now is two things. One is, as Pat mentioned, there are two significant gas plants offline for repairs, which were delayed by COVID. That's 15% of our generation capacity. They will be online, I understand, as Pat does, in the next month or so. So that should resolve the question for this winter, although it might be a bit tight, but should resolve it for this winter. Peat, by the way, the ones that have come offline would only have been about 5 or 6%. So the gas plants are three times more important than the peat plants in terms of generation. And once they're back online, the tightness for this year, this winter, should be manageable. The longer-term question over the course of this decade definitely revolves around data centres. And the figures, and even now, actually, it's around that issue, because the Airgrid report shows that the equivalent of over 500,000 homes have been added to the grid in form of data centres in the last 3 or 4 years. That's where the pinch is coming from, and that's nothing compared to what's being asked for now. There's another, almost the same again, not quite, in the pipeline already, and then there's the same again being asked for by the companies. So at the moment, it's 10% of electricity is used for data centres. The projection from Airgrid is that it'll be between 25% and 33% by the end of the decade, even if they don't put the extra new ones on. And if they put the extra new ones on, it could be 40%. So I think Pat has put his finger on this. How far we want to go to help Facebook, Google and Amazon with their data centres is a significant public policy question we face over the coming decade.
OK, and look, thank you for that, Oisin. And Pat, I'm going to leave the last word with you. How far do we want to go? Obviously, particularly if we move towards a 15% corporation tax, they do contribute huge amounts to employment and GDP, and also perhaps to brand Ireland in terms of being a country people want to do business in. How far do we want to go to support the tech companies if the side effect of that is this massive influx of data centres?
We want to establish what is the tipping point. We don't want to go to the point where our energy security is put at risk because of the rate at which we assent to the construction of big data centres. And we ought to be able to do that without in any way interfering with the scale of foreign direct investment here, which is why I said at the outset that I would like to hear the IDA enter the debate on this. There is so much that we can do with renewables in the short term. I mean, solar is still a minor contribution. Yeah. Wave power is still in innovation and testing. We're doing well in wind, but we need backup. The Corrib gas field is a relatively small field. People seem surprised to hear that, but we'll probably have greatly wound down before the end of the decade or by the end of the decade.
Okay.
So in all of these circumstances, the question of energy security and how we transition and at what pace we transition to renewables are very big questions.
I have no doubt those questions will continue to be asked and indeed to be answered over the next while. Thank you both very much for speaking to us this morning. That is Pat Rabbitt, former Minister for Communications, Energy and Natural Resources, and Oisin Coughlan, Director of Friends of the Earth. Big questions here, Shane. Not enough gas. the wind not blowing all the time, and huge consumption by these data centres, despite the fact that you might argue that they're necessary in some way.
Yeah, the perfect storm, even though there isn't much wind.